My guest today is Gretchen Liebram. This is what she sounds like. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. I'm John. Gretchen, hello.
Hello.
And who are you here with?
This is David Metzner.
Hello.
And just real quick, if anybody wants to instant message me or Gretchen, our AOL instant messenger handle is KillRadioStation. That's one word, KillRadioStation. So I really dig that. That's the first track from your latest release.
Yes.
Siren Songs, Gretchen Liebram. And it's really jazzy. Does the whole CD have that jazz sort of influence?
It does, vocally, certainly. But what I try to do is kind of take a jazz vocal and with more of an electronic background. It's kind of a mixture of jazz and electronic and soul music.
And this being your last album, is this part of an evolution of music, or have you been doing this kind of music for a while?
I started out doing... Actually, in college, I was in a funk band with David Metzner here. After that, I started singing. I was kind of doing some straight ahead jazz gigs, and as time progressed, I started getting kind of more involved with electronic elements to the music I was doing. And I think this record has it goes most into that kind of genre, electronic genre. I mean, I still have a lot of organic instruments in it, you know, like acoustic bass and piano, but I think I'm kind of venturing more into using loops and electronic sounds to back that up.
Were there certain influences that came about that made you think of that, or is that just a natural progression?
It's just kind of the music that I like. I definitely, when I was writing the stuff for this album, I was listening to a lot of 07, particularly. I love Babel Gilberto. I think I love her, the combination of kind of acoustic to electronic elements in her music. And she's got, you know, kind of her jazzy bossa nova voice and backed up by acoustic instrumentation, but then a lot of electronic stuff going on underneath, which I think is really cool. So that's kind of what I was trying to emulate.
Yeah, I remember her first album, Tanto Tempo, and she had that. I think the first track on it, the music was actually an Amon Tobin track, and he's like a drum and bass Brazilian artist. And I was very familiar with his music, not so familiar with hers. And I guess I put the CD in, not really knowing what to expect, and I thought I put the wrong CD in or something like that. But then her beautiful voice starts coming over the music. It was like, wow, that works really well.
So
it's nice to be able to take other influences and like outside. And you've had a lot of help with this album. There's a lot of people in the liner notes who've been involved in it. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, my producer is John Gold, who you played earlier in the set, and he's a good friend of mine. I've just always really loved his music.
Yeah, he's really talented.
It's very different from mine, and I kind of took a chance using him as a producer. I knew he was talented, and I knew he had a really good taste. I didn't know how it was going to come to be, how it was going to work out with doing my music, but he and his producing partner, Sam Music, I think they did a great job. I'm really happy with the job they did, so...
So you went to him and said,
I said, you know, would you work with me on this? And they said they'd love to.
Cool. Well, why don't we go in and play a song, do a live song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more about your music. And what do you have for us first?
This song is called You Closer.
All right. You're listening to Gretchen Liebram on Is Good on KillRadio.org.
You
thank you so much for coming in. It's really You're beautiful. Do you play live much?
I haven't been lately. I've been mostly recording. I actually, when I was mixing this album, I found out I was pregnant.
Oh.
And
yeah, that happened to me too. Yeah. Happens a lot of us.
So, right. It's funny because I was, more obsessive than usual. I'm pretty obsessive, but I was really out of my mind mixing this album. Like, do it again.
If you do it wrong, the baby's not going to come out right.
No, I didn't know I was pregnant.
Right.
And my hormones were going.
Oh,
so I was acting like a maniac. And then I was like, oh, okay. So
it was the baby that really produced this record.
Exactly. Then. So anyway, so it kind of took some time off, had the kid. Mm-hmm. She's 5.5 months now. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And yeah, so I'm hoping to kind of get my live act together again and start playing in a couple months.
Where do you see yourself playing in the sort of intimate, loungy kind of environment?
Yeah, definitely. Or? I mean, I'd love like someplace like Largo or Hotel Cafe or mm-hmm. something. I think my vocals are pretty intimate. I think that's kind of one of my strengths. I'm not really much of a belter. I think the music is kind of soft and intimate, and I prefer playing in the kind of atmosphere where, it's like, shut up and listen to me. I'm playing now.
Nice.
ultimately that's what I would like to do.
Tell me a little bit about the writing process. I mean, how do you, most of these songs, I assume you write the lyrics.
Yeah.
I think there's
yeah.
maybe one, I don't know. Do you write all the lyrics?
I do. On this album, the song actually that we listened to, Key Largo, the first song that we played, that's an old jazz song.
Mm.
And the last song on the album, the song Grace, was written by John Gold. But all the other lyrics I wrote. And I don't play an instrument, so I just kind of come up with the lyrics and the melodies on my own, and I have to work with somebody. And there's a few people that I kind of consistently work with to help me with the chords.
When you do the electronic stuff, do you get your hands dirty with that as well, or you outsource that as well?
I bring people in. There's this musician named Kefis who almost pretty much all the electronic sounds on this album and all of the keyboards he did. And he's really talented. He's amazing. He's worked with a million people from Dr. Dre to Fiona Apple. And we would give him a song that was really naked, just maybe piano and vocals or piano, acoustic bass and vocals. And he would come in and just create this kind of orchestra sound behind it. In fact, that song Key Largo was brought to him. I think it was just Rhodes and vocals, and he added everything else. And then we added an acoustic bass, but all the orchestral sounds are just samples from his library.
When you write the lyrics, what inspires you? What makes you sit down and decide to write a song? Are they about experiences you've had, philosophy?
Usually it's pretty much about experiences I've had, even if they aren't direct experiences, maybe things that someone I know, it's happened to them, or, it's like I'll write a song and the story within the song, it may not have literally happened to me, but it would have been inspired by something that I had been feeling. Sometimes I try to write songs, political songs, about like how much I hate Bush and that sort of thing, and I get a lot of that in here. But I just never like the way they come out. I haven't been able to master that yet. So most of the songs come from a personal place.
Yeah, I think that's a real challenge for a musician to write a song about something concrete and literal.
Yeah,
it's much easier to write about right from the heart.
Right.
Because that's what music lends itself to.
Yeah.
Would you like to go into another song? You ready?
Sure. Let's see what we got here. You want to do, let's do The Fall.
Okay, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Gretchen Liebrum.
Tired from my eyes.
begun. The lesson taught. Drawn, the child is grown. Will I get it right? Will I get it right? Will I get it right this time?
I don't know. I do. If you're gonna get it right, I'm curious.
I hope so.
That's the sign of a good song. What's gonna happen next? It's like a good pilot for a TV show. Speaking of TV, tell me a little bit about your musical presence elsewhere. I know you've had some success getting some of your songs licensed to film and TV.
Yeah. On my last album, Brand New Morning, I had a song on Felicity, which it was funny. I had a kind of a little party. I had a bunch of my friends come over when the episode was on.
Mm-hmm.
And the scene was this overweight gentleman explaining to this woman who had rejected him how he doesn't need her. You know, it was this whole monologue, and like one of my songs was playing underneath, and I was like, shut up! I want to hear my music! It's always kind of funny. And there's a show, Jake 2.0. I had a song on that, and I did the closing credits for the film Mean Creek. Closing credits song.
So. What? Tell me, like, I know it's such a strange thing to see your music set to imagery that you didn't plan. Is that kind of jarring? I mean, end credits don't count, but I mean, like, when you saw it in that scene.
I wrote that song for the film. I worked with the composers, the people that did the soundtrack to the entire film. And
The Felicity scene.
Oh, the Felicity one.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what's funny is the first line is, if forgiveness knocks upon your door. And there was this knock, knock, knock. Like, they played, like, it was literally this woman knocked on the door and came to apologize. So it was kind of funny. Like, they took it quite literally for the scene.
Yeah. I had a guest in here several months ago who had a song on the show Rescue Me, Justin Catalino, and he his song, which is this very nice, very interesting love song, it was ended up being played during a sex scene.
Ah.
And so, you know, he had his parents, like, watch the show and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It never occurred to him that the song would be played in the middle of the sex scene. So it's like, you have to be able to let go of your music.
Right. I actually had a similar experience. I had a couple songs on the show Undressed on MTV.
Oh, gosh. Sure.
And they were basically these two songs and there were two sex scenes. So, yeah, it was good.
I was on the show, something just was so illegal about that
show. Yeah.
We're getting an instant message from Jog BW. The question is, it says, Gretchen's music is awesome. Would you ask her what age she was when she started to sing and what inspired her as a youngster?
I sang my whole life. Apparently, I used to accost people on the street and sing I'm a Little Teapot to them, according to my parents. You know, I've just been singing my whole life. I really started getting into it in high school, and that was I was just singing jazz. Before that, I started taking voice classes and piano classes in grade school. And actually, my piano teacher, her boyfriend, was a music producer, and they were going to try to make me into some little kid star, you know, a la, like, Debbie Gibson Jr. or something. And they wrote these really pretty horrible songs. And
you could have been on American Idol.
Right. Even as a kid, I was like, these blow. But so that didn't go anywhere. Then I sang a lot of jazz in high school. And I won a couple competitions, and that's when I really started, you know, getting into singing and thinking that it was something that I wanted to do.
This album, Brand New Morning, this was in, I think it was 2002, right? And it was it was a pretty big success. Tell me a little bit about the response you had and some of the people that helped you put it together.
It was produced by Greg Perret, who's been an amazing mentor to me, and he's been in the business for years and years. He's a producer and a guitar player. He was like a Motown player for years. He's worked with Stevie Wonder and Aretha Franklin, all sorts of people, Sting. And he kind of just found me and my music. I had made this record by myself. My very first record was called 3 AM, and I made that. I used my own money, and I made it by myself. And I was about to master it, and it really was not produced well. And I ended up giving it to Greg Perret to listen to get his advice, and he said, "Don't master, let me help you with it." So he retracked it for me, and then that became really successful on mp3.com. But just through the internet, I started getting a pretty big fan base, and I was supporting myself through the money I made through mp3.com for that album. And so I used that money to make Brand New Morning. And then that, Greg Perret's son is in Ozomatli, and he's, you know, obviously Cut Chemist is in Ozomatli, and so he worked on some of the tracks on Brand New Morning and 3 AM, actually, which is really amazing. So I put that up on the internet, and Lakeshore Records heard it, and they picked it up, and they distributed it, so.
And you were, I was reading on your MySpace page, you were a staff favorite, or must hear at Hear Music, like that.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yes, which was great, because I love Hear Music. I love going in there.
Yeah, it's a really nice place.
I mean, you know, I know there's the Starbucks connection now. You know,
yeah, they're a little corporate.
A little icky,
yeah.
But,
and
you know,
they're small, but they have a really nice selection of music.
I still think it's a great record store. And I've often gone in and not knowing what I was going to buy and listened to a staff-recommended record, and I've ended up buying it. So that was really great to get that.
Why don't we play another track from your latest release?
All right.
So people can hear some of this lovely produced music. What do you recommend?
Let's see here. Let's do Paper Tigers.
Paper Tigers. Okay, you're listening to Gretchen Liebram on Is Good on killradio.org.
There's so many flowers here. Thank you.
And we're back with Gretchen Liebrum on Is Good on killradio.org. So, where can people get some of this music?
Brand New Morning, my last album, is... It was distributed nationally, so it's in your basic record store chains, and it's on iTunes and Amazon.com. Siren Songs, my latest album, just got picked up by a British label called Nomadic, so it's going to be released throughout the UK and the rest of Europe in a few months. As for getting in the States, still haven't gotten a distribution deal here yet, so you can get it on iTunes, or you can buy the album at CD Baby or Amazon.com.
Okay, that sounds good. And what about your web presence? You have two websites. Well, you have your MySpace page and your website. Tell me a little bit about that.
I'm a late bloomer to MySpace, actually. People have been telling me about it for a while, and just what a great, you know, community it is and how helpful it is.
It's
and,
the crack cocaine of self-promotion.
It is, man. I'll tell you, it works. It really does.
Well, it's such an easy way to tell everyone, you know, where your next show is.
It's been really amazing. I mean, it's been really helpful to me. At one point, mp3.com was incredibly helpful to me, but they were bought by, I think, maybe Universal Vivendi or something, and completely changed their whole deal. I mean, they used to really represent a lot of unsigned acts or smaller, you know, indie label acts, and now it's kind of, they don't really do that anymore. But at the time, a few years ago, that was really helpful to me in getting my music out there.
And your main website, GretchenMusic.com. Yes. And did you put that together yourself?
Actually, a friend of mine, Kurt Noble, he has a company. He works with a lot of pretty big acts, like the Lenny Kravitz, and, you know, big acts, and doing their web pages. And he did it for us for very little money, just because he's such a good friend. So I think he did a really beautiful job.
Yeah, it's a nice website.
Thank you.
So do you want to go into another song? You ready?
Sure. Let's do Opus.
You're listening to Gretchen Liebrum on Is Good on killradio.org.
Diamonds in these lines, so nothing's wasted after all. That old house of ours is occupied by the ghosts that linger inside. A coat of pain is all takes, there's not a trace of us. And everything is beautiful in retrospect. The pain is gone, sing darkness and despair, just fodder for the chair, another story for the well. All those calculations equal to us, all the blueprints turn to dust when we were ready. Tides were changing beneath our feet. And everything is beautiful.
Jacob says he really loves this song with guitar.
Oh, great.
But thanks, he's leaving you. I'm kidding. I asked this of every guest as we near the end of our interview. What is success for you? What is it? What does it mean? How do you know when you've made it? What is the best you hope to accomplish as Gretchen Liebrum?
God, you know, I think that's a problem I have. I'll attain something. I'll say, oh, if only I got A, B, C, and then I get it. And then I think, oh, if only I got something else. But honestly, just to be able to do the music that I love and that I want to do and know that there are people out there appreciating it and listening to it. And, you know, being able to support myself a little be great too, mm-hmm. ultimately. But just being able, at least making enough to be able to keep making music, that's success to me.
What do you want to hear from a fan? Like, let's say you play live and someone comes up to you after the show. What do you want them to tell you? What would be the best thing?
Oh, just, you know, that they were moved by my music, and, you know, that's great. That feels amazing when that happens.
So are you currently recording something new, or are you going to see how far this album goes before you start
working on something else? You know, this album, as I said, it's going to be released in the UK and in Europe, and I'm going to be recording a cover, and they're going to re-release the record with the cover.
Oh, cool.
And I'm deciding between two songs, one of which we're going to try out today.
Okay.
I'm deciding between Do You Realize, Flaming Lips.
It's a great song.
And Teardrop, Massive Attack.
Wow.
Which is what we're going to do today. So we'll see how that turns out.
Wow, what a treat. A Kill Radio exclusive. Thank
yes,
you for
exactly.
bringing that in.
Exactly.
Are you ready to go for it now?
Shall? Oh, wait, you know what? He needs a minute to tune
okay.
in.
Okay. So, again, just to remind everyone, they can go... This hasn't been released yet
or
they can get it on iTunes?
You can get it on iTunes. You can get it at Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. And you can get it at CD Baby. And if you're, you know, happen to be in the UK or Europe, and, you know,
are you
listening to the show later, you'll be able to get it in the record stores soon.
If things go well with the album in the UK, you think you're going to go there and tour with it, maybe?
Probably, yeah. I think so. We'll see how it goes.
But that'd be pretty exciting.
Yeah,
huh?
That would be really fun. That would be great.
Do you have any crazy stories, like best or worst experiences playing live?
Oh God, let's see. Probably with David and I were in this band Super Sauce years ago. We had some pretty crazy experiences, I'd say, in that band more than this. We played with the band Ika Mouse. We played with Ika Mouse, you know, mm-hmm. the reggae guy, and he had never seen us before, and he came up to me after our show and he's like, "You much better than the last time you played with me."
He thought you were somebody else.
I don't know, man. I was like, "Oh, I've never played with you." He's like, "Yes, you have." I was like, "Okay."
He meant in another life.
I was like,
I'm sure.
All right, thanks, man. Great.
Yeah, I agree. You were much better last time you were on the show.
Yeah, I was.
But hey,
I'm trying.
What are you gonna do? Okay, so we're about to hear for the first time,
first time ever
in a public forum, hearing your cover of this, the name of the song is
Teardrop
by Massive Attack. As covered by Gretchen Liebrum. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and if you want to instant message us, the AOL instant messenger handle is Kill Radio Station.
teardrop on the fire, fearless on my breath. Water in my eye, most faithful mirror, fearless on my breath. Teardrop on the fire. Teardrop on the fire, fearless on my breath. And you're stumbling.
So 5 months old is not too young to start listening to good music, right?
Oh, yeah.
You have a responsibility here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I play her.
You take it seriously?
Oh, yeah. I call it Music Appreciation Hour. Every single morning we listen to Stevie Wonder and Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, all sorts of stuff.
That's wonderful. That's great. And I love the cover. I think it's going to be a huge success.
Thank you. Really well done. Thank you.
Why don't we close off with another track from your CD? Did you have another live song that you wanted to play?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Okay.
That's about
it. All right. So we'll move on then. We'll leave our guests. Thanks for listening to Is Good to Gretchen Lieberum. And what track
do
you want to play?
Let's do Avila.
Avila. Thank you, Gretchen.
David,
thank you so much for coming in. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. My guest has been Gretchen Lieberum. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
For summer.